Well, in December 2013, the Western Virginia Regional Industrial Facility Authority was formed, which brought together six governments, Botetourt, Franklin, and Roanoke counties, Roanoke City, Salem, and Vinton, with the idea that what this authority will do is to develop property jointly and share not only the cost but the revenue in identifying and controlling sites for future economic development.
You narrowed very many sites down to really very few, and really, I guess what you found, Beth, was that it's sort of slim pickings as far as large sites that are ready for, like, say, light manufacturing.
Well, to start with, the inventory of available sites is limited. There are many sites in the 30 acres or less size range, but just like a store doesn't sell just one size, we needed some inventory in that site that met bigger needs. More than 50% of our inquiries are for 50 acre plus sites, and we don't have an inventory of prepared, ready to go, controlled, identified sites in that range.
You know, one that comes to mind is the Vinton Business Park. And I remember a couple years ago, they were talking about it might need like $400,000 worth of site prep, and Roanoke County did not allocate any money for that. Is that where an industrial authority, Beth, could come in and say, okay, let's all pool our money, resources, and get something like that done, because everyone locally is going to benefit if a business moves in there? Is that something that the authority was created to do?
I think the authority has a lot of potential, not only in this very, you know, basic idea of identifying property for future development. And that's really important. We don't want to be 10 years down the road and find out that we don't have all the good land is gone. But also, it gives the leeway of any kind of project that comes along that the governments can cooperate, come together regionally, and share the expenses and the revenue. And that could be taking an existing site and getting it ready to go, or shovel ready, as we say. It could be combining on a project in terms of an incentive package. It's all kinds of things. There's a lot of leeway with this authority, which I think makes it a great tool to have in the economic development toolbox. It's no secret that what is beautiful about this area that we love is the topography or the mountains. It's so beautiful. But that also is challenging for development. And this authority gives us another tool that we can use to meet those challenges.
You know, one of the things you hear is, well, this is we shouldn't be focusing on big box opportunities or big manufacturing, but you know, we should be looking for the, you know, high tech businesses that use less space and things like that. But is this still very much a valuable part of the mix, Beth, is having these large sites available?
Well, I always say economic development isn't a silver bullet, the one thing that's going to make all the difference. And smaller users, technology businesses, they're very important. They come in all sizes. And we want to have a variety of opportunities to attract jobs and attract investment and retain the jobs that we have here. And unfortunately, real estate is a basic component of that.
What do you hope is the action item, Beth, that comes out of this report?
Well, the authority this report has been completed, and so these sites have been identified. The report in itself is of great value to the local governments in identifying pieces of property and giving them a level of due diligence on those properties that give them more information. But now the authority has to decide what its next steps are, the direction in which it's going to go.
Okay, just to wrap up, do you consider this report to be discouraging or sort of a call to action? Or how do you view it?
Well, I think the report is something that was necessary. I think we have to always be looking to the future to take whatever action is needed to fuel the future, to be prepared for what's coming our way. My goal here was to help the authority identify 100 acres. That's not unusually large. It's kind of a tipping point between lesser investment and greater investment, fewer jobs and more jobs. And it was a doable goal, I think, for the authority to look at 100 acres.
So one other question is about as far as some of these sites you were looking at in relationship to public utilities. Was that a concern, or is that pretty much, do we have that covered in the region?
Well, that's part of the analysis. Part of the analysis of looking at all these sites and narrowing them down was looking at things like location. transportation access, utilities, topography, geology, and development costs. And part of the analysis was looking at these properties, looking at the potential development costs, and calculating a rough return on investment of what would be the best bang for the buck or the greatest potential return.
Had anything like this been done before to this extent?
I'm not aware of anything having been done like this before. As the community moves into the future, it becomes harder and harder to do this kind of study as development has taken, a lot of the best land in the region. And this study gives us, I think, hope that there is opportunity moving forward.